Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
I'm Charles Stockhouse, and I totally wasn't prepared. Hello. And we have special guest and special event tonight on Pittsburgh's newest with Ryan and Charles. I was trying to do a really good wrestling announcer, but I failed. We have Logan Carney.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Yep. So
phenomenal.
Yep. Now, before we get into our little debate, our sponsor this week is Hungry Sea Creatures.
Because you can't go in the sea without having to fight some sea creatures. Yep. Don't go into the deep ocean. It's really scary. I don't like the ocean in general. I saw Jaws and I've never been the same. I wasn't able to sit on the toilet without thinking the shark was going to come out of my drain, so.
All right. Yep.
And so watch out for the deep sea creatures.
Yep. And now for a little quick story as to why this is happening today. A couple weeks ago on Sports Talk in DeBerg, we were cleaning up, and I challenged Logan Carney to a sports debate. And so he brought it up again to me last week, and I already had stuff planned, so it's like, hey, we'll do it next week. So I agreed to let Logan come on here today, and we are going to talk a brief 5 to 8 minute baseball debate.
Baseball, yeah, sports.
Yeah, ooh. Baseball.
The sport that Logan and I best know knowledge of.
Yeah, sports.
Yep.
As you can tell, I don't know sports.
It's okay, Charles, sports.
And you are allowed to talk if you wish to.
Oh, I will. 100%. You guys go, though. I'll be keeping track of the score, actually.
Yep, we're going to have a tally.
Yep,
and our topic is...
Well, how do we get points?
You know, you just have to wait till the end to see who wins.
Right.
That's how I'm doing this.
All right. I will be keeping track of the time. It will end between... Well, Charles...
You want to set a timer? I'll set a timer.
Keep it between 5 and 8 minutes, all right?
5 and 8 minutes. All right, so I'm going to give you 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Fair enough. And now the topic
and
is it fair to have only a one-game wild card for Major League Baseball playoffs?
And begin.
You can go first, buddy.
Personally, all right, now I'm going to start. I personally think it is unfair to have only a one-game wild card.
You think it's fair?
All right, there we go. We have our two topics.
Do you think it's fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Why do you think that? I think it's fair. I think it's 100% fair.
Well, I think it's unfair because like you only have one chance. It's either go or go home.
Okay. Well, boo-hoo. Five years ago, that second wild card team wasn't even in the playoffs. All right.
Yeah,
so the whole reason that it was put in is because the last game of the year when the Braves and the Red Sox blew an 8.5 and a 9-game lead, I believe it was. Was either that or I think it was 8.5 and 9-game lead to go in the playoffs. The most exciting game of the year was game 162 when the Rays passed the Red Sox and the Cardinals passed the Braves on the same day to have the two largest collapses in MLB history. That is a thing that is memorized from that season. I can't even picture who won the World Series that year, but I remember the Evan Longoria home run that completed the comeback against the Yankees. I remember the Braves, the face on the Braves fans whenever they got destroyed and the Phillies ended up blowing their lead against the Cardinals. So, and whenever Jonathan Papelbon blew the lead against the Baltimore Orioles. That's why they have it, because it's exciting. It has nothing to do with what's fair. It's what makes money. And this game makes money. These games are exciting. These are the ones that people want to watch.
Yes, but also if you have a three game set for a wild card playoff, it's like the NLDS, NLCS, and so forth.
Well, those are five games, not three games.
Yeah, you really have more than one chance just to try to.
Okay, well, if you have more than one chance, how do you structure that? Who gets the home games? Do you give the whole series to one team? Because that's extremely unfair if you give one team three games.
Are you going to
expect your teams to fly? Because what if it's the Dodgers versus the Mets? Are you going to expect the Mets to fly all the way to L.A. for two games?
Well, I'll go by who has the better record.
That doesn't answer the question. That doesn't make it. So are you going to give every other team in the playoffs a week off? And are you going to give a three-game series to the Dodgers and make LA travel all the way for potentially three games where they would have to pretty much sweep at LA?
Oof.
Or are you going to alternate in between and make LA and New York just keep traveling across the whole country?
No, that's the thing. It's like, at one sense, it's fair, but at the other sense, it's also unfair because.
Well, hold on. No, you said it was fair. You can't side. You said it was fair. You said it was unfair. You said it was unfair that it was one game. So why is it unfair that it was one game? You can't say it's fair in some ways. You said it was unfair at first. So why was it unfair?
Well, it's one game. You need to have multiple chances. And it's like you want the
okay. You need to have multiple chances. Why does the NFL only do one game?
Well, for one, NFL is not Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but why is it fair there?
Well, it's also because the NFL plays on a different structure than MLB does. NFL plays on a week-by-week basis.
Well, why doesn't the MLB play on a week-by-week basis? What's the reasoning?
Well, MLB, they go by 3 to 4 game sets.
I know why they go by. I know what they do, but why?
Well, that's really, like, it's because Major League Baseball, they can go out and you go around the bases every day. And if you go and out and play on a regular basis to entertain the crowd, and you can, it's also
okay. I'm a little bit confused with how you're wording it. Let me get this straight. So you're saying that baseball is not as physically tough as a sport as the NFL. Is that what you're saying? Is why NFL is 1 week?
Well, you can say it, Ryan.
I would say yes, but also okay. The,
but
the
do
fact
you know how
the NFL literally has they also have to take more time to practice, whereas MLB they have.
Well,
to,
but
they,
why?
They have,
why do they need more time to practice?
Because they also is like.
But look, that's not a good argument, because look, the whole reason that it is because football is more physically challenging sport than baseball. That is, but. If you are talking about expanding the series to a 3-game series, all right, if you're making it a 3-game series, how are you going to divvy up those 3 games? Because if you're having the Mets or the Dodgers, again, using them as an example, are you going to have them travel across the country? You know how difficult that is? A cross-country flight? And then you're going to expect them to go take on the number one team in baseball after that team has just been rested for a week? That's even more unfair.
Well,
at least with
I'll
1 week,
by,
they're still
like...
playing. Because if you're going to have a team that had to squeeze its way into the playoffs in a series that less people will care about because the one game is 10 times more exciting than a 3-game series. And you're going to have them, hopefully they win the first two so that they can go to the number one team in baseball, the team that just had a week off from baseball with their number one starter, whereas the team that just played in the wild card game would have to be using their third or fourth starter depending on how long that series went. That's extremely more unfair. As opposed to just a one game to decide it. In my opinion, it's unfair to the teams that weren't good enough to win the division. Win the division. If you win the division, then there's no reason that you should be in the wild card game. There's no reason the wild card game is unfair to you if you were good enough to win the division. The only team that it's unfair to is the teams that it's winning the division. The one game playoff is the one game. Besides the World Series, there is nothing else that I look forward to more than the one game wild card games, because they're exciting, because there's drama filled, because we see things like the A's and the Royals, when the Royals were down by 5 runs and 7 runs multiple times and came back to beat the A's, who had that great team with Sonny Gray, and I believe they had David Price. I think David Price.
They also had Yoenis Cespedes until he was traded in July.
Traded him for
John Lester. Yeah.
And they had that amazing pitching staff. And, yes, that's unfair to the A's. Well, the A's should have won that game. The A's should have won the game. They had 2 5-run leads. All right?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to is that are we out of time?
Time's up. Final points.
What's the score, Charles?
Well, final points first, all right? Let's get your final words in, and then we'll tally. Jeez. So, Ryan, last time, why is it unfair?
Well, they need to have a more legitimate chance to prove themselves in just one game. They have multiple days to practice. They practice every morning, well, nearly every morning, and they it also depends on the competition. You also have the 2015 game, for example. They had the Pirates went up against Jake Arrieta, and it was against Edison Volquez. All right, now Jake Arrieta, he was a Cy Young winner that year. Now if he can that was just tough luck, because he was really, really good. He had a really long stretch of a very small ERA.
Is it my turn?
Yes, Logan.
All right, my final points is, first of all, look, You don't blame the system anymore. I've been done blaming the system. The Pirates, yes, they went up against Arrieta, but that is not dumb luck because earlier in the year, they blew three games against the Cardinals in extra innings, and if they won those three games, then they would have won the division, and they never would have had to go up against Arrieta in the wild card game. So it is nothing but the Pirates' fault that they were playing in the wild card game because they didn't win the division. That's how it's not unfair, because the teams that are in the wild card game were not good enough to win their division. And yes, the Pirates had the second best record that year, and if they were in a different division, they wouldn't have been in it. But it doesn't matter, because they shouldn't have to worry about other teams in division. They should only have to worry about the teams in their division. And they blew three games against the division winner. They finished two games out of the division lead, and if they won those three games, then they would have won the division. MLB shouldn't change the wild card game because it's their most exciting game. It's the most watched game. It's the one that, you know, the playoff record in was the 2015 wild card game had the playoff record for most watches in a baseball game for 8.3 million or highest rated for that playoffs. All right, there's no reason that they should change that. There's no reason that they should stop the cash cow to fix something that will end up, in the end, it will just have more people complaining about how it's unfair because when their team wins the wild card series, they go into the other team with their fourth best pitcher and the other team has their best pitcher.
All right, Charles, what is it?
Final score is 4-3.
Wow, that's...
It's a close one. It's because you lost some points, Logan, for... why is it structured? That question there, why is it structured like that? You kind of took it out of the realm of debate, but it's fine. your points were it's a memorable game, the money, five-game facts. So whenever he was saying it's only a three-game, so like you were right on those facts. So you lost a point for why is it structured. Taking in, outside in, I don't know what the heck that means. And the final point was just win. Quality points. Ryan talked about chances. Baseball is baseball, unlike the NFL, which the comparison was made there, even though it was a good comparison, so he still got a point for it. But anyway, then final was a practice and just need time to prove self with three games. But, again, Logan wins because money and baseball is baseball.
Yes. Logan Carney, congratulations. You beat me in doing this handshake across the...
What a sweet, invisible handshake, guys. Yep.
All right, well, I got to go work, so I'll see you guys. Thank you. It was fun. Have a good show, guys.
Yeah, woo.
Big shout-out to Logan Carney.
And the MLB, gosh.
And right now, we are 12 minutes into the show, and we have some time for some other stuff.
Wow, good job, Ryan. I'm glad that you're able to tell the audience how long they've been listening. Like, they're not looking at the clock, just dreading how long that this was. Anyway, Ryan, what's our first topic today?
The Door Campaign third annual Basil Blitz.
Oh, my gosh, a Basil Blitz? I love basil.
So do I. I love it on my food.
Yeah? What kind of basil you get? Get fresh basil?
Yeah.
Dried basil?
I get fresh stuff.
Fresh basil? Good man. Grow yourself?
Yep.
Yeah? Do you grow basil?
Yeah.
Where you growing basil in Yorktown? You got a basil plant?
No. I keep it in the forest that's like just beyond the Yorktown parking lot.
That's a lot of effort for basil, but I respect it. You know, a man needs his fresh herbs and spices.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the Basil Blitz, third annual.
Yep, is at the Evangeline in the District Hotel with food and beverage by or the Whale.
Ooh, the Whale. I don't know what the Whale is, but the Whale.
Neither do I. But it's 453 Boulevard of the Allies.
Yeah, Boulevard of the Allies. Yeah, yeah.
It is in Pittsburgh, PA. Ah, voice crack.
Man, Ryan just hit puberty already. But gotcha. I'm sorry.
Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. That is on October 4th from 5 to 7.
So it's 3 days away, 2 days away, two days away. Wow, look at that. We're giving people time this time instead of being like, oh, yeah, it's in 2 hours.
It's October 4th, which is 2 days.
Yeah, I know. Look, I was making fun of your generalistic skills from last week. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue. Read the description of what the Basil Blitz is.
Well, first off, the website is https://basilblitz.splashthat.com.
All right. Now let's go. Tell us about the Basil Blitz.
Yep.
I'm ready. My ears are open.
Yep, the Door Campaign team and board are proud to host their signature Basil Blitz event in their third year. They are sure not to disappoint with their exploration of food, fun, and education, for those of you who love education.
And food and fun, geez. Like, let's go back here for a second. All right, so out of food, fun, and education, how do you rate those? What's number one? Education is your number one?
No, food is.
Okay, what's your number two?
Fun.
Okay, exactly. So education is number three, all right? So let's not say that education is the big thing,
I said,
but get yourself educated.
Yeah, they have partnered with renowned local chefs to create an innovative basil-inspired menu featuring craft cocktails and distinguished hors d'oeuvres highlighting.
I'm sorry, what was? Can you repeat that?
Distinguished oris de ovaris.
Okay, I'm gonna assume it's something to do with eggs, and it's another language, so that's why you're having problems.
Yep. highlighting the vibrant community of sustainable restaurants across the city of Pittsburgh. Come grab a drink, mingle, and gain a better understanding of the Door campaign's mission and how they've grown this past year. Tickets, early bird tickets. The date is already expired.
So you can't even get early bird. Can you get regular tickets?
Yes, but it is a little bit high, so you're going to have to save your money because it is $50.
I mean, that's not that bad if you want to go and have a good time. And also save your money. Ryan, it's in 2 days. How would you make $50 in 2 days?
Work.
Okay, fine. You got me. So go out and work. Make $25 a day, man. Then you can go to the Door campaign and actually then have to spend more money while you're there.
Yep. For teacher or parent rates, please contact events at thedoorcampaign.org. You can contact, if you have questions about this event, you can contact the same email address. It is events at thedoorcampaign.org.
All right, so Ryan, what is the Door campaign? See, I was trying to get it, but I just can't find it. I have it easily. It's easily found on the interwebs, but my phone is not loading the .org portion. Oh, you got it. All right. They create a green learning experience to promote STEM education in the city of Pittsburgh. You got to go. Everybody who can go, go right now. I didn't in those 2 days, you're going. Because who does not love a green environment and the STEM education field?
Yeah. And just an FYI, this program was founded in 2013, so it's still relatively new.
It's a relatively new program, and it needs your help. So go help it. Make the city of Pittsburgh green.
Yep. Shout out to Joe Hale in the hallway.
Yes.
All right. Yep. And moving on, we got off the record number 18, Yinz 2.
Oh, boy. 18, Yinz 2. Wait, what? Oh, 18. Okay, I'm sorry. Yinz 2. I'm sorry. I thought you were reading, I knew the Roman numerals, but then I thought that you were then saying Yinz in the number. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah. Continue. So it's hashtag Yinz 2. Tell us about it. It's at the Biome Theater, I see.
Yep. It is October 4th from 8 to 10 p.m.
Aw, yeah.
And for those of you who don't know where the Biome Theater is, it's at 101 6th Street in Pittsburgh.
That's 15222s.
Yep. And the website is truststarts.org/production/60735/off-the-record-xviii-number-y.
Oh, no, dash Y.
Yeah. Dash why.
Wow, that was a pretty good joke. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
So it's about something about Pittsburgh. I can't really read that either. No, it's fine, man. The microphone's on the way. It's all you.
Yep. Pittsburgh's civic satirists look in their musical funhouse mirror to confront the outrageous news and newsmakers of 2018 in Off the Record. Hashtag Yinz 2. Male and female power brokers clash over who's really in charge. Plus sports gambling. Does the Amazon bid... Police and coffee shops and strippers and politics. Ken Rice MCs with celebrity guests and the benefits the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank is included a 6:30 p.m. pre-show reception with culinary treats. Curtain goes up and hilarity ensues at 8 o'clock.
That sounds phenomenal. It's all topical and Pittsburgh related. So if you live in Pittsburgh, you'll get it. And if you don't, you'll still find it funny because comedy is comedy. And if they can't make you laugh, then clearly they're not funny. But I assume they're funny as heck.
Yep. And up next, Charles, I will make this bigger for you so you can read it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do that? All right, so we got the 2018 AASHEA,
Conference and Expo.
Yeah, Conference and Expo. It is at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Ryan, you just got to scroll down and look at the teleprompter. It's at 1042 Cane Boulevard, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. The AASHEA's Conference and Expo's geared toward campus sustainability decision makers and aims to improve the higher education environment in order to achieve the expected results in the global sustainability transformation. The event will feature educational content, informative sessions, and a large exhibition showcasing the latest products and innovations to move toward a sustainable future. And thank you for letting me run that, because everybody needs to have a sustainable future.
Absolutely.
So it goes back to the STEM program with the Door campaign. So the AASHEA is also doing the same thing. It's a good conference, and I suppose go learn some things. Education, we know it's our number three behind food and fun, but who has education honestly at number one?
Yep. Exactly. And the website is www.aashe.org/conference.
So go get a conference. Yep. I mean, it'll probably be the most exciting meeting you go to this year.
Yep. And now for something more...
Now, here's fun at number two. We got Family Halloween Laser Show at the Carnegie Science Center, and that's at 1 Allegheny Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s again. And Spooky Lasers something, Ryan, yeah. Take it.
It is from October 1st to October 6th, so it's already started, and you got four more days to enjoy it. It is from 1 to 2 o'clock, so you only get an hour.
I mean, do whatever. I mean, seeing lasers. I'm a big fan of Star Wars, so just seeing a laser is awesome.
Oh, heck yeah. I love lasers.
Or science in general.
As long as it doesn't harm me, I love seeing lasers.
Well, I don't think they really have lasers that can hurt you yet, man. I mean, like, easily. Unless you, like, put your finger under a laser cutter, in which case you just don't be stupid.
Yep. And it features spooky lasers, eerie darkness, ghoulish tunes, and frightful guests. And get into the Halloween spirit with the Addams Family, the Ghostbusters.
Sorry, I was doing the Addams Family.
And Beetlejuice. Do the monster mash, the time warp, and your own ghastly dance, and bring the whole family for this chilling good time.
Wow, so many good things are happening. That's a lot of good pop culture references. I'm a big fan of this. Science Center is also awesome. Go have fun again. You like movies? You like movies? Go watch. I know I said you like movies twice, but it's a laser light show. I mean, how can you pass that up, in all honesty? And is it free, or do you have to pay to get admission into the Science Center?
I'm not sure of that, but I'm thinking that it's free.
All right, well, hey, man, even if it's free, then go downtown on the T.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. It's a quality day. And then you can talk all about it to your friends and family and us, because we love to be your friends as well, because we're lonely.
The website is carnegiesciencecenter.org/calendar/event-details. Just go to the Carnegie Science Center's website, click on their event calendar, and you'll get information from there.
Yeah, and way more information than this, and telling you to just go see it. Have you ever seen a laser light show, Ryan?
I think I have, but it's been a while.
Where do you think you saw it?
What's the park downtown with the fountain?
Do you mean Point Park?
Point Park.
Right, that's easy. The fountain, is it the point?
The point.
Do you even live in Pittsburgh?
I do, but I haven't been there in a few summers.
But you should still know the point. It's kind of the epicenter of the city.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
I don't know if I can be your co-host anymore.
Nah.
You call yourself the host of Pittsburgh's newest?
Ha. Yeah, that's very sad.
That's a quality joke.
Yep, but yes, it is at... I believe it was a few years ago that I saw that at the point.
Okay. I mean, hey, it sounds like a good time. I assume that they used the lasers in the water.
Yep.
Probably looked really cool. And did you get split in half by a laser?
No.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad.
Yep. And moving on, we have more Halloween-related stuff.
Because it's spooky season?
Yep.
As the kids would say.
Yep. There is a Pittsburgh Monster Pumpkins Festival. It is from October 20th to the 21st, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It is at the North Shore Riverwalk, Allegheny Landing in Pittsburgh, 15212.
Oh, God, not the 222s. It's 212.
Whoa. Yep. And you can get information at monsterpumpkin.com.
So I assume what they're going to be doing, right, is just like the monster machines or whatever, you just get two giant pumpkins and you have them fight each other.
I wish. That would be very funny.
So it's not that, though?
It is the
you get
first...
to roll around in a giant pumpkin?
I wish, but no, it is the first ever Pittsburgh Monster Pumpkins Festival, and it will feature free fall fun for all ages on Saturday, October 20th and 21st. And an exciting lineup of pumpkin-themed events will take place on North Shore Riverwalk and the Allegheny River on Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to dusk, and on the 21st from noon to 6. And among many of the attractions, there are six of the most acclaimed master pumpkin carvers in the country. There's also multiple giant pumpkin drops, a pumpkin pie eating contest, food, drinks, and craft vendors, and many more.
I was going to say, if there wasn't a pumpkin pie eating contest, I was going to be very disappointed, but I'm glad there is. I would go just eat the pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie.
And just ignore the contest completely.
Yeah, 100%. No, just give me pie. I love it.
All
right. So, Ryan, what's our last story there?
Well, actually, we got two more.
Oh, we got two more. Oh, geez. You want to hop through them real quick? Oh, yeah. Like hopping into history. Celebrate Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Okay, let's not do that again. I feel like we just hurt a lot of people's ears.
It is October 20th. Second voice crack today.
Blow up, man.
October 24th, 10:30 to 11:30, so you only get an hour.
An hour of pure enjoyment. It's Mr. Rogers, man.
Yep. It is at the Heinz History Center of 1212 Smallman Street, downtown Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The website is HeinzHistoryCenter.org/event/Happen History Celebration.
What's it about?
You can hop into a fun exploration of the past as we play and explore it together in this hands-on session designed for 2 to 5-year-olds and their caregivers. Young kids will be transported back in time through music, dance, and games. And these fun and lively sessions will be led by museum educators and museum instructor Linda Wingard.
Aw, yeah, Linda.
Yep. You can hop into history. It's free for kids 5 and under. Adults must pay regular museum admission, which is good all day. Please register in advance because space is limited.
There you go. Boom.
Yep. I unfortunately don't know what the price is for the Heinz History Center, so you're just going to have to hope it is cheap.
I mean, it probably is. It's only like $12, man. And besides, you can't put a price on Mr. Rogers. And going back in time through song and dance, if I knew that's how easy it was to time travel, I would have been doing it years ago.
All right, Charles, would you like to read this last thing?
Sure, if you make it big for me. We got the 5th annual Blackjack Spectacular. That kind of almost rhymes in a poem. So let's throw that into 32. It's at the Priory Hotel. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 on October 25th. It's at 614 Presley Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Event website does not matter because it's the 5th annual Blackjack Tournament. Fun evening with 350 of Pittsburgh's finest professionals. Tickets include access to all gaming tables, opportunity to win raffle prizes, and to bid on a host of silent auction items. I assume silent auction, you don't talk about the auction. You don't know about the auction. It's just like Fight Club. Including vacation homes, sports memorabilia, and other experimental items.
Experiential
items. I was gonna say, what is an experimental item? Anyway, dine on exquisite Haitian themed fare and specialty cocktails. New to blackjack? Join other beginners at the VIP cocktail hour to learn from our instructors from 5:30 to 6:30. You can't learn how to count cards though, because that's illegal. All proceeds benefit Work, a nonprofit organization based in Pittsburgh, PA, that accompanies families in Haiti out of poverty through good, dignified jobs. Learn more at www.dowork.org or at dowork.org. Go play some blackjack. Go yep. Support. A charity. Have a good time and feel better about yourself because you've made someone else's life better.
Yep. And just to remind you all, this week's sponsor is Hungry Sea Creatures.
So don't go diving in the ocean. You'll get eaten by a shark.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm just terrified of the ocean.
It's okay, Charles, but I do like my seafood.
Yeah, well, of course. I'd eat the ocean. I want to get, like, swim in it, though.
Yeah.
So many things can kill you.
Well, the only time I'd ever go swimming in the ocean is if I'm on vacation at the beach.
Nope. Wrong. False. I will still not go in the ocean. I hate the beach anyway. I burn too easily. Look, I'm not Italian like some people in the room.
Okay. But, yes, so we are going to wrap up here a couple minutes early because there is a need for the radio room after we're done. So, just a reminder, Hungry Sea Creatures is our sponsor. And shout out to Logan Carney for being a great debate person to talk to.
The great debate.
Yep. And with that, we will talk to you guys next week.
Toodaloo.